Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 681, Survival Halo, recorded live on May 9th, 2019. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Dust Storm.
And I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we are back finally with another topic of the week to discuss. Took us a little while to get there, but we're finally back on track.
Yeah, we finally figured out something to talk about.
Yes. And we've got a couple more things that I gotta figure out, which will be fun, because I'll be away this weekend for friend's graduation.
So you'll have plenty of time to think about it.
That is another side of that coin, yes. I do plan on trying to think through some things, and there is the audio composer, director podcast that I want to try to do in 2-3 weeks' time that I need to get on the horn with a couple of people to discuss, but that'll come in the coming weeks. House cleaning for the first bit. GT, how did Friday go down?
It went really well.
Good.
Had a lot of fun. We did play some Warzone briefly. And then we went right back into Big Team. We got spanked. That is putting it politely.
Spanked with a spanker?
Multiples.
Was it normal Big Team or was it Big Team Super Fiesta?
We actually did both. We did some okay. Super Fiesta and some regular Big Team.
Good.
Didn't get a chance to do any customs, but maybe we will tomorrow. So I'd really like to try out those Husky Raid maps.
You said you did get a chance to, or you did not?
No, did not.
Okay.
No, we stayed in matchmaking all night.
Okay. Well, it'll be nice with the Big Team refresh that just happened, too.
Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting. I wonder if they applied the new maps to Super Fiesta as well.
I was wondering the same thing. I would be surprised if they didn't, just because they're kind of off the same map list, I think.
Yeah.
So I'd be a little surprised if they didn't.
I mean, it's entirely possible Big Team Super Fiesta pulls off the same list that, well, no, that it would have to be a different list set up, I guess. Because it's a set game type, not a random game type.
Right, and it's Slayer. So any map that really is suited for Slayer is probably what they would target.
Well, any map suited for Super Fiesta, because it's everything's OP, so it doesn't really matter about the map.
That is true. Make a good point.
I mean, you play Super Fiesta on Damnation. He who has the most snipers wins.
This is true. This is very true. So yeah, it could really be any map. You're right.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow.
Good. Unfortunately, I will not be there. I know I missed last week. I won't be there this week, so hopefully the week after I'll be able to make it. And get to relish in the update for Big Team, which we'll discuss here in a little bit. As for achievements, I started doing my streams with Laird on the Halo Definitive Edition Legendary Run. I think he was in here earlier, so thanks, Laird, for starting to help me out with that. Appreciate it. We got through the first 3 missions, so now we're on Arcadia City, which in my mind is probably the most difficult, if not one of the most difficult missions on Halo Wars.
Yeah.
That one's just a pain.
It is. It is difficult. But seeing that you've already got the achievements, you know, the mission-specific achievements for, you know, doing certain things, then it does make it a little easier because then you don't have to focus on that.
That's true.
Basically, the way I did it is I just put a waypoint on one of the transports and protected that one transport.
Well, and that's what, when I was playing with Bobby, going through just doing the co-op campaign on the regular edition, the 360 edition, we focused mm-hmm. on transport number 2.
I just did it that way. For legendary, I did I think there's an achievement on heroic where you have to save both transports.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
I haven't looked into the definitive edition.
No, I think that's OG.
So it's just OG.
Yeah, I think that was an OG achievement. It may be in the definitive edition as well. I honestly haven't looked through the achievement list for it. So,
well, the last achievement that I have for Halo Wars OG is General Rank. Yeah, I believe that's the very last one I have. No, G. Lewis, I am not an OP sniper because my snipes suck. They're on target every once in a while, but for the most part, it sucks.
I'm OG when they decide to jump in front of my bullet.
You're OG?
OP. Oh, I'm sorry. OP.
The OGGT. I mean, there is that. So for achievements that I've gotten throughout the week, I managed to pick up the anti-up, which is complete the Blitz tutorial. So I did that off stream. So I managed to pick that one up. Got Unbreakable, which is win 3 matches as Pavium in multiplayer skirmisher Blitz. So I got these all off stream because I was trying to do a daily challenge for 7 days in a row. So I basically got all these extra achievements off stream. Got Short-Term Commitment, which is complete at least one daily challenge each day of the week. And then I got Spreading Darkness, which is 1-3 matches as Fortius. And then on stream with Laird, we managed to get the Back Scratcher, which is complete any campaign mission in co-op mode. So got that one achievement on Sunday, and we'll be working through to get to legendary completion. And then I'll hop back over to Halo Wars 2, and we'll be opening that up to folks whoever wants to work on achievements as well. Right now it's been me, Bobby, and another one of his friends, but I don't know if that friend's going to be around for the entire time. So there's a slot open if people want to come and help us get achievements, or if you need achievements yourself, to jump on in and get them along with us. So there you go. Last piece of housekeeping is due to me not releasing it before, but GT, you want to talk about your little series and an update on that?
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to lead you in there.
kind of had a little problem. We've had
that was my fault. That was totally my fault, everybody.
we've actually had a completed episode of Achieving Halo setting on YouTube for the last month and a half,
which I updated and forgot to change it to from unlisted to public. So that's my fault.
Somebody forgot to make it publicly available. So we do have a new episode of Achieving Halo up on the YouTubes. I am currently editing another one, so hopefully soon I will get that one put up. I won't be able to work on it this weekend because it is a maintenance
doozy
weekend for the vehicles. So
that too.
Looks like, sorry, I spoke wrong. We'll have it up Friday. Sorry.
Right, the one that's currently up there.
Yeah. The one that's already there, not the one I'm still working on.
Right.
The next one is going to be an interesting one. I will apologize for the poor recording. I tried something different and it failed miserably. So I'm working with what I got.
Sometimes you just got to try it and see if it works.
It didn't work the way I wanted it to, but we got enough footage. We'll be able to get it out. And I would like to thank Mr. Penn's Halo for helping me out. Unfortunately, he will not be part of the footage that I will be releasing, but he did help me with my original recording. So I am greatly appreciative of that. And I will make note of that in the video itself.
Very nice. Thank you, Penn's. We appreciate the help. All right. On to some news. We've got the spotlight that came out before the show, although I was out seeing the Pokemon movie, so I haven't had a chance to see it. I think GT's looked through it a little bit. We've got our Big Team Battle refresh, which we alluded to a little bit, and we have an update on some more Grassroots partners. So since that's the oldest, we'll start with that one first. We have Europa Halo coming to the HCS Grassroots program. They're a European competitive Halo organizer, and they have quite a few events coming up over the next few months. We have a team takedown 4v4 happening, already happened, May 5th. A double down, which is 2v2, which will be Sunday, June 9th. An FFA frenzy, which will be Sunday, July 7th. Another team takedown, Sunday, August 4th. Another double down on Sunday, September 8th. And the FFA frenzy on Sunday, October 13th. So you'll see some promotion for all the tournaments and brackets for Europa Halo over on the HCS Twitter account. And you can find them at Europa Halo on Twitter and / Europa Halo on Twitch. They're also adding GT Halo, which is Greater Toronto Halo, to the Halo Grassroots or HCS Grassroots partnership. And they have a couple of upcoming tournaments as well. There's the GT Halo LAN at the Lords Gaming Center in Toronto, Ontario, which will be Saturday, May 24th. And then there's the Schoolyard Roulette Tournament at Yorkdale Microsoft Store in North York, Ontario, which will be Sunday, June 30th. And you can follow them at GT Halo on Twitter. So cool to see a few more tournament organizers get involved with the HCS Grassroots movement. Hoping that it'll be a lot more. You need to get folks like Play Griffball on there because, I mean, Griffball's been there for quite a while.
Yeah. It'd be good to see that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's some other kind of longer term efforts that have happened. And Grant Europa Halo, I think, has been around for quite a while. But Play Griffball has been there since 2008, 2009.
Been there a long time.
Ever since Richard Teeth came out with
Griffball community definitely, I think, deserves a place in that.
I would agree. So we've got all those Grassroots updates. So thanks 343 for the update on that. Good to see more partners being added to the Grassroots program. All right. Next up, we have the Big Team Battle refresh. This is the big thing that everyone has been expecting for quite some time, and it is finally here.
Yay.
This will give us a refresh on most of our Halo 5 game nights too, because what would you say, about 60-70% of our game nights are big team?
They usually tend to hover around that.
So we've got updates on new maps. We've got other updates on existing maps to improve some stability issues with those. And we've got a little blurb in here about re-looking at the game mode itself. So we'll just go down the list starting from the top. They have a bullet list of some of the goals that they were looking to do with this specific refresh. Unitcheck says that behind most of the smaller updates, they don't really say what's going on behind the scenes. But for this, they're trying to put everything up front because it is such a big refresh of the playlist. So their 6 goals were to update the game modes to improve gameplay experience for all skill levels, improve the frame rate performance on all maps, establish consistent settings for weapons and vehicles across all maps. That's pretty helpful. Because whenever you go into Slayer, there's a pretty good set of weapons. And each map has its own specific power weapons. But as far as every map has a BR, a pistol, plasma pistol, all that stuff. So it's nice to have a little bit of consistency across the board there.
Yeah.
They have increased the likelihood of objective modes ending on score rather than time.
That's a nice change.
I think that's going to be a very welcome change. Maintain Big Team Battle's identity, or in the Halo 5's case, its adopted identity, because it wasn't there at launch, and there's no officially developed maps for it. And find a good balance in the delicate dance of infantry and vehicle combat.
Which, that is hard.
That is very difficult, especially with the Halo 5 sandbox.
You know, it's not that easy to, you know, balance, you know, infantry versus vehicle gameplay. Because just with some minor tweaks, vehicles can either be worthless or be so overpowered that it makes it no fun.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things to consider with the whole vehicle bound. Because, I mean, you want the power weapons, obviously, that can counter it, but you don't want it to be completely weighted one side or another. You want that all to be utilized in some capacity.
Yeah.
So all those are good pillars. Now, how they apply to the refresh. We've got quite a few new maps. They have 7 new big team battle maps that they've added, and they have a refresh on 12 of the existing maps. So that means there's at least 19 maps in the big team battle playlist.
Hopefully that'll help with the back-to-back maps thing.
Yeah, and to have a little bit more variety in there makes it a little more fun to play.
Although there are a couple of the big team maps they could have taken out and I wouldn't have missed them. Anyway.
I guess we'll get to those here in just a couple seconds.
First new map is Crossbow by El Need More Bleach.
That's an interesting gamer tag.
The second one is Fossil by Infunet and iForge.
Infinite.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Infinite. Okay. I like the way
I said that. That's pretty clever. That anti-air turret kind of reminds me of the tower map in Reach.
Uh-huh.
I forget what the name of it is. Just like that piece of it, not the general layout itself, but that piece just kind of reminds me of that. I'm interested to see how that plays into the flow of the game.
Too bad it's not active. Oh.
They probably could have animated it if they wanted to, but
probably. Well, it may be animated. You know, it may be animated to occasionally fire off into the sky somewhere. I mean, actually target a vehicle with it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it, but I'm sure the forgers could figure it out.
with the things that I've seen come out of the Forge in Halo 5, there's almost nothing they can't do. You just anchor all that together and you can just do a script to randomly look around in places.
The next one is Hinterlands by
Squally the Beans.
Squally the Beans. I'm sorry, my brain is gone to
The only reason I know how to say that name is because I've heard that name on HCS Pro Talk time and time again.
Yeah. I think my brain went on vacation. It's in Florida right now. I'm guessing that's probably a play off Timberlands.
When I saw the name, I was thinking the same thing.
The screenshot doesn't give you a whole lot, but it does kind of have that Timberland vibe.
I had the same reaction. Can't really get the scope or the size scale of the map with just one screenshot. And it'd be nice if they had a little, I guess, quadrant photo album thing for these maps instead of just one screenshot.
Well, you know, they don't want to give too much away. They want people to go in and play them and look at them.
Okay, sure.
The next new map is Mender by the Dark Skull.
Meander?
Okay, never mind. I'm just having problems. And by the way, if anybody wants to download the links to the new maps, they are linked in the post. Just click on the name, and it'll take you right to the file share. And next one is Panic Attack by the Psycho Duck, and I'm not even going to try.
Machnizzle 008.
Machnizzle.
That's an interesting gamer tag too.
Yeah. Then we have Pioneer by Squally again.
Squally nice looking
Phantom.
Yeah. I was very impressed with that. I don't know if that's a...
I think that's a Forge piece. I don't think that's the pre-built Phantom.
Okay. 'Cause
it looks larger.
Yeah, it doesn't look quite as clean either.
You know, it looks... Next new map is Voyager by Sir Vezia.
Yeah, Cerveza.
Cerveza?
That's Survey! Okay. Yeah. You're right. Good one. Survey.
But I don't know if that's what it's supposed to be, but hey, it works.
No, there's a Z in there.
Yeah, there is, but he's survey from now on.
Cerveza. Here we are trying to figure it out. When?
Let's see. And that is the only end of the newest maps.
I think that was the only screenshot that actually had players in it doing something.
Yeah. And then it looks like, you know, all the standing maps that are currently in there have gotten a refresh. No, wait a minute. Oh, okay. Dead Heat has been, they've redone Deadlock and is now called Dead Heat.
Yeah, this one's undergone a lot of changes.
Yeah, I didn't even recognize the map from the screenshot, at least. So,
well, I knew it was a standoff remake, but I didn't know it was something that was supposed to completely replace the one before.
Let's see. Trying to place Echoes. I don't think I remember playing that map. By the Grim Dealer.
Echoes is the one that has the Banshee in the middle. It's usually a Capture the Flag one. Spartan Laser spawns up in the middle area as well.
Oh, they've refreshed Dispelled. Entombed by originally by Duquesne. 23 was refreshed by Darth Death and Arpod.
I really like this refresh.
I will hold my judgment until I actually play the maps.
I just like the fact where, if you're looking at the screenshot that's on the update, the fact that where the rockets spawn now is all a flat surface instead of a hodgepodge of rocks put together to create that platform area. Just having that a lot more clean, to me, looks like it's going to be a lot more fun to play, just from my point of view.
Like I said, I'm withholding opinions until I actually get to play these. And then we have Fractures, Guillotine by Psycho Duck was refreshed by Randy355. Port Authority, Scavenger, which could disappear and I would miss it. Traffic Jam, which could disappear and I would miss it. And then they've got a Viking, originally by No God Anywhere, refreshed by Darth Death, Wyverns, Commander Collins, and Knockyard. Ooh, Knockyard got in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh. This is the Valhalla refresh.
Yeah, this is the Valhalla remake. I'm really interested in seeing what they've done with that map. Because it looks, in the screenshot, it looks like they went through and they've really detailed out the map. So I'd be interested to see how it plays.
Yeah. Did you touch on Ancestor and Boulevard up at the top?
Think I did, but I may have skipped it.
A lot of the layout's the same. They just add a few little artistic touches to things.
Yeah.
Nothing huge, but just a little more aesthetically pleasing.
Looks like, you know, pretty much all the maps got touched. Some of it is just graphical touches. Some of it is, you know, actually reshaping the map. So
just working on flow. Yeah. Just working on the flow of the maps too, making it where they're a little bit more playable.
Yeah. And, you know, like they said, they worked on, you know, the frame rate, you know, what the maps do with frame rates as well. So make it a smoother playing.
That smooth frame rate always helps.
You know, you always love it when it drops to 20 frames a second in the middle of a firefight.
Well, you just launch up Team Bubble Bath and you can get that result instantly.
Not as bad as it used to be.
This is true. This is very true. As for some of the modes that they've changed, One Flag CTF is now in as part of the Big Team game mode options. There's still Big Team CTF, Big Team Assault, Big Team Slayer, and Big Team Strongholds. So for the 1v1, or the One Flag CTF, this is supported on three maps, Guillotine, Meander, and Voyager. And this has been made by X-Terrestrial, Captain Punch 374, Yumudas, and Knockyard. And there's a link to the game mode and instructions if you want to get One Flag CTF on your own map. As for Big Team CTF, it will no longer require your flag to be at home to score, which I think that helps with making games add on score rather than on time. And then Big Team Assault, much like CTF, they've noticed that there's a lot of games ending on time than score. So they've updated the spawn influencers on the assault bomb, which will prevent the enemy spawning right next to you if you're moving the bomb into their base. And that they've also added this mechanic, which I'm still not quite sure how I feel about it, but the bomb can be scored by either holding the goal in the goal zone for 5 seconds, or if the bomb gets dropped in the goal zone, it will arm in 10 seconds without being held. It's an interesting twist. I'm not sure how I feel about it, so I'd probably have to play it a couple times to see.
Well, actually, I think that will motivate the other team to get the bomb off their spawn, you know, quicker. Because there's, you know, I've seen sometimes where they'll leave the bomb just sit there.
Okay.
So, I think overall it won't be too bad.
I could see that. I wonder if it's something where if you drop the bomb, then it starts a 10-second counter, or if you drop the bomb, then it's like that 5 seconds expands to 10 seconds and whatever is left proportionally on the timer. So like if you held it for 2 seconds and dropped it, is it now 6 seconds, or does that start as a full 10 seconds if you just drop it right there?
I think probably once you get in the circle, the counter stops and it just extends if you drop the ball.
Okay.
That's the way I would assume it works.
Me too.
I guess we'll find out soon enough.
Maybe even tomorrow for some of us. Not me, because I won't be here, but maybe I can get in a Big Team battle game tonight before I hit the bed. See if I can get Assault. As for starting weapons, they had a lot of community feedback regarding BR starts with AR and pistol and everything. They looked at the stabilized BR and a couple other weapons, and after all the testing, they came to the conclusion that they're leaving it as it is, BR and AR starts. So one of the arguments for not using stabilization BR is they found it a little too effective at range. And then to address the Magnum issue, they've basically added 5 or more Magnums to every map. And that would help encourage the search for weapons on the map.
You know, the sad thing is the Magnum's still a better weapon than the BR.
If you've got the aim to support it, yes, I agree with you.
No, the Magnum still has a longer red reticle range than the BR does. They still haven't fixed that. So your reticle's actually stickier on the Magnum than it is on the BR.
Yeah, that should be fixed. I don't think it'll be fixed until Infinite, though.
Yeah, I think I just put it back the way it was. It was fine the way it was. Anyway.
So much is done in the name of balancing the game. As for consistency, they've worked on trying to make all the modes and weapons and vehicles consistent across the different maps and modes as much as possible. So with weapons, shotgun has a 10-second respawn upon death or deletion, spawns with 0 spare clips for the scatter shot, 10 second respawn or on death or deletion, one spare clip, sentinel beam, 10 second respawn, hydra, 60 second respawn with two clips, gravity hammer, 60 seconds, chain gun turret, 2 minutes, plasma turret, 2 minutes, and splinter turret, 2 minutes. For the weapon pads, rocket launcher spawn every 2 minutes with one spare clip, plasma caster, 2 minutes with two spare clips, incineration cannon, 2 minutes, grenade launcher, 2 minutes with four spare clips, railgun, 2 minutes with four spare clips, sniper rifle, 3 minutes with one spare clip, beam rifle every 3 minutes, binary rifle every 3 minutes with two spare clips, and Spartan laser every 3 minutes. And then for vehicles,
you mongoose, get to have a mongoose every 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Yay! Mongoose mow down. Go for it.
just get you from A to B very quicker, and then you get blown up. Chain gun warthog and rocket warthog every 60 seconds. Ghost and gun goose, or gun geese, are every 90 seconds. Scorpion and wraith is every 2 minutes. And anti-air wraith, wasp, banshee, and mantis are 3 minutes apiece. And then everyone who has contributed to this big team battle refresh, they have a full list here. So Genesis Rider, One Sassy Girl, Lizzie Vicious, Lady Vanquish, Knockyard, Exterrestrial, Captain Punch, Yumidas, Dark Death, Squally the Beans, Commander Coulson, Foge, Infinite, and Bubba.
Bubba. I'm glad Bubba was able to help.
Hey, Bubba. Thanks for your help. All right. Community Spotlight. Again, I have not had a chance to really look through all of this, so GT, if you've looked through all of this, give us some of the highlights.
I tell you what, they started off really well. They've got some fantastic, and I do mean some fantastic art of the Didact on his ship.
Is that artwork or is that render?
I think either way it's art. True. Let's see.
Titled Deus Ex Machina.
Yeah. Let's see, didn't say there.
I'm looking on the Twitter post to see what he says. Rendered in Blender, so it is a render. Yeah.
Still. It is cool. You know, as always, we recommend that you go check this out for yourself and pick your own favorites. The next one is impressive. Someone has done the Halo theme song in Minecraft. It truly amazes me what you can do in Minecraft.
And Halo 5 Forge.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, a year ago, I found someone that had literally built a 8-bit computer in Minecraft.
Yeah.
And was currently working on a 16-bit one that he hadn't finished yet.
Whoa.
It's truly amazing what you could do with blocks. Don't get me wrong, Halo 5 Forge impresses the hell out of me what you can do with it, but what you can do in Minecraft with blocks.
It's definitely not the same, but
it's not cylinders. It's not half moons. It's blocks. Anyway,
you're right. No, you're absolutely right, for sure.
But there's lots of stuff in there that is definitely worth checking out.
I don't know if this made it into the update, and if I'm jumping ahead because it is. Sorry about that. But I saw a video on YouTube that popped up in my recommended, but it was basically like a Renaissance version of the Halo theme song.
I did not see that one in the update.
I almost tagged it with the Halo Spotlight hashtag when I tweeted it out, but I figured if it had popped up on my feed, then someone else probably had seen it and put it up there, but maybe I'll tag it for next week at some point.
My favorite one of the whole thing of the whole article is a shot of George with the tagline, tell him to make it count.
Ooh. That's
just cool. We've got Yep Yep the Destroyer on the new Godzilla movie art.
I saw the trailer for that when we were at the Pokemon movie today. That looks crazy.
Yeah, I haven't seen the trailer for it yet. I probably will look it up tomorrow.
It's good. I'm not like a Godzilla person, but I was very impressed by the trailer.
They've got a lot of great pencil art in here. Someone recreated the Halo Reach logo out of stackable bricks.
Are you serious? I'm trying to scroll down to find it. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Someone did a lithopane of a scene from Halo 3, the Halo 3 Chief.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
And it's nice that they provide a wiki link so people can understand what that is.
Yep.
Then we got some cosplay photos, impressive armor for all these.
Gonna see a lot of that this summer.
Oh yeah, guy got a tattoo of the Noble Team logo on a underside of his wrist. They talk about the Warthog that is now residing in the Peterson Automotive Museum for you car nuts.
Yep, and
some really great screenshots.
And the Spartan in that picture just got married.
Well, congratulations. Like a month ago.
Yeah, lots of cool screenshots. Looks like I've got some videos down there. I don't know if you did you have a chance to watch any of them?
Actually, the one I wanted to watch aired out, so no, I didn't get to watch any of them.
Ruh-roh.
They've got a picture of a Hergot playing a saxophone to wrap it up.
You can just imagine
I find that good.
I don't know what that song's called, but that's just what comes to mind when I think saxophone playing Hergok. And there's a couple other Blender renders in here too, which I need to get my act together and reach out to some of them to see if they can do some renders for us.
Yeah.
Live streams and all that stuff. But yeah, that, and the Hergok's wearing a nice little fedora.
Oh yeah. He's in full jazz regalia.
That's really cool. Good find, Sam.
Yeah, most definitely. Good job on all of it.
Yeah.
Yep. I need to get up and move around a little bit. Did you happen to catch any part of the stream last week? No, our stream, our game night. I got some compliments on my intermission screen. That shot of the grunt the brute peeing in the corner.
So that pretty much wraps up the news for this week. Thanks, GT, for taking a look at this while I was off watching Pokemon. Which, by the way, if anyone else out there is interested in the Pokemon movie or has any Pokemon interest, I was pleasantly surprised by the movie. I kind of went into it thinking, I'm not sure how this is going to turn out just because it's live action, and live action adaptations of video games haven't been that well done before, but I was pleasantly surprised and really happy about the outcome. Now, I don't want to overhype it because it's not like a stellar movie like Endgame or anything like that, but I think if you're a Pokemon fan or if you go with someone who's not necessarily a Pokemon fan, I think both people will get enjoyment out of the movie.
Yeah, the thing I was just interested about is Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu.
I was a little hesitant on that at first, but it fits. They did a good enough job with it where it fit well with the character.
Well, it's just one of those deals. Every time I hear his voice, you know the first thing that pops in my head, Deadpool.
Deadpool. Not Green Lantern?
No. Did he do Green Lantern?
Yes. As much as we hate to admit it. As much as he hates to admit it. But hey, I mean, you have one stumble and look where he is now.
No, he's a very good actor. I just, does fit his personality. I will say that, but
yes, it does. Just
usually a little bit more raw than I would expect out of a Pokemon movie.
It does fit, I think, very well with any kind of audience. I'll just say that. I'm not going to spoil it, but I totally called the ending of the movie when I saw the trailer. So if you go see the movie, you'll know what I mean.
He'll leave it a few weeks before he spoils it for everybody.
There you go. Well, the Russo brothers gave Endgame 2 weekends, so I'll just wait 2 weekends before I spoil the Pokemon movie. Last week, we asked everyone, what genre would you like to see the Halo franchise branch out into? This is kind of a branch on a little bit of the community fan games and mods that are out there, so wouldn't be surprised if we see a little bit of crossover from that. We got a pretty good response on Twitter. We had 80 likes on the tweet and a matter of, I think, 15 or so responses. So thanks to everyone who went out there and gave us your thoughts. I think we got one over on Discord, not on Facebook. But if you guys that are listening live to us have any input to the topic, feel free to drop them in the chat as well, and we'll get around to those. But I'll go ahead and start things off on Twitter. This one comes from Tom Jurassic, and he along with I think a couple other people actually says, Alien Isolation style horror. A lone Marine survives the onslaught on Harvest and has to desperately escape the overwhelming numbers of hostile Covenant forces.
That could be interesting.
Yeah. It might be a little overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I think I'd see the potential in it because some of the narratives we've seen in some of the novels can kind of support, I think, this kind of storytelling, and even just doing it in a video game medium. I think the Marine point of view gives it maybe is a little too far. I maybe say ODST fighting Covenant forces might be a little more quote unquote realistic. From my point of view, but it's an interesting thought to see what would happen in a survival type of a game.
Yeah.
And I think there are several other people that also mentioned something like that. Antisocial Pro Video Gamer, long freaking name. He says survivor horror like Alien Isolation or a Halo Wars-esque game set in space. So we'll get to that part in a second, but he said survival horror like Alien Isolation. So that's the second person that mentioned Alien Isolation specifically. Anthony O says survivor horror against Flood, which Flood is a perfect candidate for an alien horror genre.
Yeah.
I think between those three, that was pretty much the... Oh, and then Ethan or Strafe Rebel also says survivor horror because the galaxy is a scary place full of things that want you dead. And Toa Freak also says survival horror. So that's five people who responded with survivor horror type of a game.
We'll play Call of Duty Zombies. There you go. Oh.
I don't think that's quite the same. Well, okay.
No, that's not pretty much what Call of Duty Zombies is.
The classic, yes. Not the new stuff. But
no, not the new stuff.
The classic stuff, yes. I think it would work. I would lean more towards an ODST than, say, a Marine. I think Marines are portrayed as a little more feeble in the Halo universe, but ODSTs are kind of that mix between hardy soldier and not quite Spartan, so I think you can really get a lot more of that survivor feeling, especially given that we already have that feeling modeled out of ODST. Halo 3 ODST. I do like Tom's suggestion as having the onslaught in reach and having to kind of escape the post-onslaught of the Covenant. And I think there's that can really tie into the existing game lore. And there's obviously other places that have been brought up in the book that you could tie that into, but I think that either that or Reach are probably one of the two places within, I guess, the existing video game arcs that you could place that in, if that makes sense. What are your thoughts on the survivor horror? That's a hard word to
I'm
say.
I'm sure there's a market out there for it. I will not be participating in it.
And I guess it doesn't necessarily have to be horror, because we
ODST Firefight was enough for me. That scratched that itch, and I'm done with it.
I guess if you wanted to do the horror, I would say it should probably be Against the Flood, but you can do that survival type, I think, Against the Covenant.
You basically take ODST Firefight and make it Against the Flood and make it dark and green, and then game done.
And a little more difficult, you know, and a little more
limited ammo, limited lives. There you go.
And take out the firefighty aspect of it.
Well, I mean, you can still do the firefight aspect of it. Just, you know, remove the announcer. You can still do it in waves and stuff like that.
Well, I'm guessing with that, you still want them to progress through a level, right? You don't want them to stay hunkered down in any particular place.
Well, I mean, you can do it multiple ways, but yeah.
I'm thinking it's like some of the different scenarios in Left 4 Dead, but make it a little bit more suspenseful and the splash of horror in there with the flood.
Eek, 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 eek. Oh.
Next one we have is from Team Respawn, and they say, I think a turn-based strategy would work well for Halo, like XCOM or Advanced Wars style. That'd be interesting.
I honestly can't really comment on that because I haven't played either of those games.
I've played Advanced Wars. That was on the Game Boy.
Yeah.
Didn't play it for very long, but for the time I played it and watched friends play it, it was very interesting. I could see them being able to implement the certain units can have certain distance to move and can attack at certain range or that kind of stuff. So I think there definitely is room for doing a turn-based strategy for Halo. I don't see any necessarily restriction on it. You could do UNSC versus Covenant, and heck, for some of the maps, you could even base them off of maps that already exist in either Halo Wars or the first-person shooter games, really.
Yeah, you could.
All of the fan games out there, here's an idea for you. Idea for you.
English is hard.
Especially tonight. Toa Freak also mentions turn-base in his reply. He lists 5 or 6 different ones in here. I don't think I saw anyone else say turn-based. Yeah, there's a little bit of popularity there. Toa Freak, in addition to mentioning turn-based strategy and survivor horror, says RPG, making your own Spartan 4, so kind of abstracting the experience a little bit more in the first-person shooter genres and really digging into that exploration, which, depending on the way Infinite goes, there's a far-fetched potential to have some RPG elements in there. So it's a stretch, and
yeah,
Infinite's still going to be a first-person shooter mainly, but with the infinite possibilities with the Slipspace engine, you could take an adventure on a Halo ring and or in a Backwash colony and make that a role-playing experience. Yeah. Within the Halo universe. Groundwork's already been laid for that. They tried to do it with Halo 1, where, like, imprinting you as the Master Chief. And granted, that's kind of been pulled away since later Halo games. But that first game was designed a way to for you to imprint yourself onto the Master Chief.
Well, you know, I still do. But, you know, like with Halo 4 and Halo 5, you're getting more information of this character you've been inhabiting.
Right.
Inhabiting. Big word. big word, bad mouth. And, you know, it hasn't really broken the immersion for me. You know, some people say it has. For me, it hasn't.
That's fair. I think for a lot of people that started early in Halo, it probably hasn't. I'd be curious to know what people that started with Halo later on feels, because with each game, you kind of got more and more talking of the Chief, so there's a little more of a defined character than the ambiguous character for you to kind of fill in the gaps. Toe Freak also mentions Twin Stick Shooter, which we kind of already have that. We have the Spartan Assault and Spartan Strike.
True.
But I guess he wants more of that kind of stuff. Stealth Shooter, like Sierra 3 Headhunters. So taking the Spartan 3s from Headhunters and putting a stealth aspect to it. So I guess if you took Halo and Hitman and smashed them together.
That could be interesting. You know, focus on stealth instead of brute force.
And then the Halo Mega Constructs game. I think a lot of people would like to see that. I
figured that one would be in there.
Couldn't disagree with that. I think a lot of people want to see that happen. And who knows, maybe it will happen. Project Hagar. We'll see.
And you never know, it may still show up. But
yeah. You know, well, I think just, with the community vested interest in it and the fact that all these LEGO games are successful.
Yeah, I'm sure it's gotten 343's attention.
I'd say so. Gonna jump on over to our Mixer chat because Naruto dropped in a suggestion. He says a Telltaled type of game. So there's the Walking Dead Telltale game. There's the Minecraft Story Mode Telltale game. There's the Borderlands or Tales from the Borderlands Telltale game. So basically a narrative with a couple of interaction bits tied into the gameplay itself. I can see that as like if you wanted to take a novel idea and make it like an interactive book, you could turn it into a Telltale game that way. You have the ending plot that's kind of the same, but make this or put the story in an abstract area within the established fiction to make it to where it's not going to have a large impact based on your outcome, but have something along the lines of the storyline that can relate to either Halo Wars or the first person shooter games.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. You want to take the Haas one over on Mixer?
Or on Discord?
Or sorry, Discord. Yeah.
Yeah. Our good buddy Haas-Sost.
Yeah. He's
got a few suggestions. He would like to see a racing game, aka Mario Kart-ish type deal, which would be interesting. I would love to see a Master Chief head poking up over a Scorpion tank running around a track. I think that'd be cool.
What would you do for power?
Or Elite head or, you know, a Hunter head.
Just like,
you know, the whole bobblehead type deal.
Exactly. Yeah. Or I guess
I think that'd be cool.
Would you do Funko head? Would that be a thing?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I mean, that's basically what Mario Kart is, a bobblehead or a Funko head. That would be kind of cool.
What power ups would you use? You have like a rocket launcher as the blue shell and the laser as
something like that. I'm sure you could come up with like lots of things. Weapon pickups, like three rockets and a hog, or you know, two plasma cannons, you know, as far as you know, pickups on the track.
Yeah.
Now you've got I guess it'd be kind of like the Bomberman game.
Oh yeah.
Except for in a racing style. And, you know, that's something that could be marketed to younger audiences.
Certainly. It just now finally clicked. I don't know why I didn't click earlier, but yeah, seeing a grunt driving a cart and then Master Chief driving a cart and having them themed like either a ghost or a tank or a mongoose or that kind of stuff. Yeah, that would be funny. That could be a lot of fun.
I think it'd be hilarious to see just a little Wraith with like four wheels sticking out of the sides.
Yes. Well, you basically, I guess, would have the wheels be extended out and have it be like the flaps, like the front flaps, the Wraith, and the back flaps, the Wraith.
Yeah.
Be like the little hubcaps of the Wraith design. And then like the foil is kind of like the mortar shot. And then you have your little bumper that's the bottom of the Wraith. Okay. Some concept artists out there, or some render artists out there, needs to do a concept of carts done in Halo vehicle style.
Think Mario Kart and Halo vehicle smashed together.
What'd you do for Prometheans? Like Promethean themed vehicles? Mean, you've got, would they hover?
I could. I still think it's funny to put wheels on stuff that's not supposed to have wheels.
But there is that.
Like, you know, a little Phaeton. Be like a little Indy car. You know, real narrow up front, big wide in the back.
Yeah.
Take a corner too fast, you topple over like you did on three-wheelers.
Yeah, no, that would... I could see it working. That'd be really cool to see some kind of...
That would be hilarious.
...concept of that.
That would be sure. Something I would buy.
Easily. What else did he... Do you say?
Actually, most of it's about just the Mario Kart type deal.
Okay. Tell that to Duquesne. He'd be sold on it.
Yeah. That'd be something he could play with his kids.
For sure. And you could easily get the teen rating on there. Or like at least the teen rating. I don't know what's...
Oh, you could do better than teen rating, I'm thinking.
Could you get everyone on there?
I think you could get everyone on there. Because isn't a Mario Kart, isn't it rated everyone?
I was wondering, because I was kind of wondering, is Mario Kart crossing that line of violence, or is violence just now rated E for everyone?
Well, I mean, Mario Kart, it's kind of...
Cartoon violence, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, to me, I'm upset they changed Tom and Jerry.
Wait, they changed it?
Yeah, they take out all the good stuff.
They've changed
dialogue. They've done all kinds of stuff.
Don't mess with Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry is a classic. It's funny because there's really not much dialogue in Tom and Jerry until you get to some of the later episodes.
There's not. They've even changed the dialogue of the woman that was in there.
The mom?
Yeah, the mom. And I will admit that I could perceive why they would do that, but it's classic cartoons.
Can't mess with the childhood, man.
Well, people just need to understand that, you know, they need to take in account the times that this stuff was made in, and try not to read too much into it.
Well, everyone gets easily offended these days.
Yeah, I know.
Sucks. Mario Kart's rated.
And I'm sorry that offends you, but.
Grow a pair and get over it. Mario Kart's rated E for everyone, and the only note is comic mischief.
Comic mischief.
I don't know if you could say
comic mischief. I don't know if a rocket launcher would qualify as comic mischief.
Yeah, so maybe the teen rating is probably as good as we get if we wanted to keep a lot of the Halo-esque elements in there.
I mean, you know, I'm sure there's a way they could get around it.
Well, so here's an idea. They've done cross IP conjoined efforts on the Xbox with Killer Instinct, and the equivalent of that in Nintendo is Super Smash, so why not just have a Xbox Racers game and Master Chief and Arbiter are one of the characters amongst the Gears characters, Lara Croft,
the AAA, you know, just the big AAA titles,
Fallout or something.
I think that would be cool.
I mean, in a way, it's kind of surprising that it hasn't been done yet.
I put it, you know, expansion pack for Super Smash Brothers.
Well, I mean, there is the whole partnership of Xbox and Nintendo doing the streaming stuff, so maybe there is some cross support.
That might actually inspire me to buy a Nintendo.
Well, that wireless game streaming is still not mature.
Oh no! I don't see that working. Not with our current infrastructure.
Yeah.
Now,
current technology.
With the promise, promises with 5G, it looks a lot more possible. But until that infrastructure is out there, I just don't see game streaming working very well in a mobile platform.
I don't think mobile game streaming will be at all successful unless you're able to stream assets to the device and then have a device at least handle some of the processing. I don't think you can reliably stream video from a server to a computer, even over wired connection. The difference is just too great. Like, even for the streaming platforms that we're using today, or the game servers, your best synchronization with just doing pings, not even like processing data, but doing pings, is what, 15 milliseconds, 20 milliseconds at best?
I mean, you know, Mixer does a pretty good job, but it's still enough difference that it's not really playable. You know, you couldn't load up and stream to Mixer and actually watch the Mixer stream and play the game.
Right.
Because, you know, in like a first-person shooter or any kind of quick action game. Now, a game like Halo Wars, yeah, you probably could do that. But, you know, any kind of racing game, any kind of first-person shooter, I just don't see it happening. And until they, you know, even with the in-home game streaming through the Xbox app, there is noticeable lag in there.
And if you can't even get the local network to do it, good luck doing it over an ISP.
Well, you know, I basically did an experiment, and I connected my Xbox One X directly to my PC. You know, I did it old school with a crossover cable, and there was still enough lag in it that it was noticeable.
Well, so is your Xbox just going through your computer up to your router and then coming back to your computer?
No. It went from the Xbox directly into the PC via crossover cable. No switch, no router, no nothing.
I'm talking about like the Xbox app is reaching out to the router to your Xbox IP, but then it's coming back in.
No, it was going from my computer directly to the Xbox. No network infrastructure at all. I wasn't playing online matchmaking. I went into like campaign.
Oh, so your Xbox was like disconnected from your network.
Yeah, it wasn't even connected to Xbox Live.
Gotcha.
And there still was a noticeable lag. When there's, you know, honestly,
that's the best case scenario, right?
Yeah, that's your absolute best case scenario. You got 2 1-gig cards connected with a 2-foot network cable and no other network traffic. So
exactly.
Like I said, I don't know what Xbox has and what kind of technology they're using. It apparently works relatively well, or they wouldn't be still investing money in it. They've figured something out, because I guarantee you, if it was a crappy experience, they would not still be investing money in it. They would not still be actively working on it. So they figured something out. I have no idea what it is, because I'm not in that field, but they have figured something out.
So based on the demo we saw during the Xbox live stream, not yet. Not yet.
I don't know. I have not seen an active session of it yet.
Well, the only active session I've seen is the one that they showed on stream, and it was almost a half a second delay.
Yeah, like I said, I have yet to see an actual demonstration of it, so.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, even with, you know, mine, yeah, it was playable, but there's no way I could be competitive in matchmaking with it, because I would constantly be about a quarter second behind. You know, and this is at the absolute best case that you could possibly get.
Exactly. Moving on to a couple other submissions that we got. Thanks again, Naruto, for posting them there. If we have PCRTS up here from Cry Havoc. I think that's already covered by Halo Wars.
He might be wanting a more PC, you know, traditional PCRTS.
So like being able to build buildings wherever you want type of thing.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't played a dedicated PC RTS, so I have no idea what the differences are between that and, say, Halo Wars 2 is. I know Halo Wars 2 is different than the more traditional PC RTSs.
So just from my experience with PC RTSs, because I have played games like Age of Empires, Empire Earth, Command & Conquer, the ability to place buildings wherever you want on the map is, I think, part of that. There's also the fact that there's more resources on the field, and that a lot of the early game is heavily dependent on collection of resources instead of building out your resource generation like it is in Halo Wars. There's that duration of collecting resources is a lot longer, I think.
I mean, probably the closest thing I've played to an actual RTS on PC is Roller Coaster Tycoon.
I mean,
I know that's not really that genre, but that's the closest thing I can compare it to.
Gotcha. That's an interesting one. Okay, we got Hollow Tide on Twitter. He says, EA Sports presents Griffball 2019.
Griffball would love that.
A dedicated Griffball game. It's an interesting idea. I don't know what you would do to make it a Griffball exclusive game, since Griffball is already pretty much made within the confines of Forge.
The only thing I can really think of is a more polished arena, you know, like a dev built map.
Yeah, I can see that. That better be a thing for Infinite. It hopefully will not be something where Big Team and Forward or Griffball and that kind of stuff is only reliant on community maps, and that there's actually some developer effort to making maps dedicated to those game modes.
Yeah. I mean, Big Team, definitely. I don't see them doing it for Griffball. It's possible, don't get me wrong, but I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, and I think there's definitely room there to make it for the core, quote-unquote, core experience of Halo, making sure that all those have the right sizable maps to accommodate. Because in a way, the breakout maps that were made for Halo 5, you could use the same kind of maps for Griffball.
Yeah.
That kind of arena style.
And, you know, I don't really count the breakout maps as actual developer maps, because they used Forge to build them.
I would consider those Forge maps, yes. Next one we have here is from Ethan. Goes by Strafe Rebel. In addition to what we covered before, he adds a tactical shooter centered around ODSTs with the mechanics of games like Republic Commando and SOCOM. So, kind of again, back to that Hitman, a little bit more stealth, a little more tactical style of a game. He also says, Naval Combat RTS because space battles are cool.
I can agree with that one.
So, an official version of Sins of the Prophets.
Mm-hmm.
I still need to play that and get the guys on to show me the ropes.
Yeah, I do too. I need to buy the game first.
There's sales every now and then for that game, and I think there was even a time during either the latest Steam sale or maybe the one of the ones before where it was super cheap. So I would say wait until a sale before buying it.
Well, see, that's just the deal I got to remember to check.
Well, if I remember it, or if anyone remembers it, tell GT whenever there's a deal on Sins of the Prophets.
And then at that particular moment, I'll probably be broke.
I think they also tweeted out and put in their Discord whenever it's up for sale as well. I think. Pretty sure.
Jonathan, I have a hard enough time following our Discord.
And there's a lot of Discord that I'm already in that it's difficult to follow those too. Jonathan Villarreal, guessing that's how you say his name, goes by at Charizard AG on Twitter, says a D20 Halo mostly. I'm not sure what he exactly means by D20, but to me, D20 is kind of along that lines of D&D.
Got me. I thought he was talking about a dice when I read it.
Well, that, yeah, D20, I mean, the most notable games for that is your tabletop games, and the most prevalent one is D&D.
No, I wasn't thinking about the game. I was just thinking about a 20-sided die.
Right, yeah. Some kind of tabletop Halo game, I guess.
Yeah.
Not sure.
I mean, they've got that out there. Unfortunately, it's no longer being developed, but...
Yeah, that's kind of sad. Next one is from Captain Apper, or Vash Robin, on Twitter. He says, the Lego Mega Halo blocks, which we've kind of talked about already, survivor horror, RPG, and open world. I think open... But like the open world concept, we might get an infinite. Pretty big if and pretty big might on that, but...
Yeah. I'm thinking maybe not necessarily open world, but more open than currently available in Halo shooters.
For sure.
But you never know. Might be able to go anywhere you want on the Halo ring.
Yeah.
Heck, someone else promised that and didn't quite deliver on it either.
Make it DLC.
And then make you run it through it 17 times.
What, Destiny Raids? Is that what you're talking about?
What do you mean raids? Missions. Talk about recycled content.
Spartan Ops? If you want to talk about recycled content, that's kind of what people think about.
Well, Season 2 was better.
Yes. Yes, it was. Next one we have is from Flip Yep. He says, I say something like the Star Wars RPGs, but you play as a bounty hunter employed by Oni to kill Covenant remnants and leaders across the galaxy.
Ooh. That would be interesting.
That would be interesting. You're an Oni agent. So basically, take the Kilo 5 novels that we just finished reading, put you into one of those characters, and you're running assignments.
Well, no, he's actually talking about, you know, a freelance operator.
Or yeah, well, I guess, you know, that's right.
Bounty Oni Hunter actually is paying an assassin.
That would be interesting. There's a lot of ripe content for that as well with the insurrectionist movement, and now you have the civil war with the elites and the whole covenant breakdown as well. There's a lot of room for a lot of these ideas.
Well, I mean, even an Oni agent type game as well, you know, where you go out and you do missions like capture rebel leaders or stuff like that, counterinsurgency type work, or you even like, you know, like stuff they talk about in Kilo 5 or the Kilo 5 trilogy, you know, where you're selling arms to both sides.
Yeah, pretty much
type deal.
Or you could do it from the perspective of the Kigyar and their whole pirate mentality. They're, I mean, in a way, that's a whole bunch of... That's maybe kind of more organized freelance, but there's kind of a freelance side of Halo that we've kind of already seen. Reclaim...
You play as Chal Vaughn and trying to build a Kigyar navy. There you go.
There you go. Samba XVI... Or Andreas on Twitter, he says, a stealth spy thriller based on The Hunt, The Truth. You are Kobe Smulders character, and you have to infiltrate Oni and try to find secrets that can bring them down.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's kind of the last game in reverse.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Wow, you'd have to get sneaky, sneaky with that.
Well, alluding to a future book, you could be a Blue Moon operative trying to infiltrate Oni. I won't elaborate on that because then it'll spoil the book.
Is that not the I've already read a book that has that kind of narrative already in there. The short story to it was a short story to one book that we read that I'm totally blanking on now. Anyways.
It gets expanded on in a later book.
Okay.
That I'm pretty sure you haven't read yet.
No, but I know what the Blue Moon thing is, at least.
Yeah.
At least I know of it. So there is that. Give me a...
It expands on the end of Last Light.
Just give me a brownie point. Give me a brownie point.
Okay, I'll give you half a brownie point.
I'll take half. Delicious. Robert Judd...
I gotta watch my weight, you two do.
Yeah, I don't know I do. Robert Judd says, I'd love to see a tactical squad-based shooter like the old-school Tom Clancy games focusing on an ODST squad and a stealth game following an Oni assassin conducting Black Ops. So it looks like the top three is survival horror as the first one. Second one is kind of this freelancer type of game.
Spy slash stealth game.
Mm-hmm. And the other one is the kind of the tactical shooter one. So it seems like those are kind of the three. So yeah, the tactical shooter, the very spy-like stuff, and then the survivor horror games. I'm honestly a little surprised at this. These are kind of, there's a good few of them in here that are well thought out ideas, and then there's other people that say the same things to really back them up. So it's interesting to see that there is interest in other genres in Halo and to see where there's potential in other places if 343 wanted to expand out on those.
Yeah, there's a few game types I'm surprised that didn't get mentioned. And I will not mention them.
Battle Royale.
Shush!
That's for another discussion. But other than the Battle Royale...
No, I'm truly surprised nobody mentioned it. I really am.
Good on you guys. To be fair, Battle Royale has been such a talking point. It's actually nice to see other genres that people would be considering.
Yeah. You know, that's what's really impressed me. A lot of these genres I never even really expected to see into the replies.
Yeah, like I think the Alien Isolation thing, kind of with Flood, it makes sense, and I think in a way I've thought mm-hmm. around it, but I've never thought of it specifically as a game for the franchise.
Well, I mean, you know, the survival game that could be worked in pretty easily into, you know, the Halo universe. The stealth shooter could easily be worked into, the Halo universe. The squad-based one as well, you know, because you have ODST squads. I was just really, you know, the other thing really surprised me is the focus on ODST games, you know, not Spartan games,
mm-hmm.
you know, more focus on ODST or Marines.
The non-Spartan units.
Yeah. You know, that really surprised me. So it seems that ODST made a pretty big impression on people.
I'd say so.
Put the Pokemon away.
I just seen how many unique cards there are. Apparently there's 18 unique cards for the movie. Yeah. Anyways.
So I guess you need to go see it 10 more times.
Well, some of them are being released in store. So apparently tomorrow, May 10th, GameStop has a special event that starts where you can pick up one. Then Target's May 11th, Walmart May 18th. And some of them are in some special Detective Pikachu packs that you can buy in stores.
And yes, Pokemon have made it back into the Podtacular podcast.
It'll always be some small part of the podcast. Always. But yeah, to your point, I think the response was really, really well thought out. And I'm happily surprised by some of the responses we got. Was there any genres that you thought of that wasn't included in here?
Not really. I mean, I don't have a real wide selection of games that I play, you know, other than some type of racing game. It, not necessarily Mario Kart-ish, just a racing game. But, you know, they really, the problem with that is Halo really doesn't have the vehicle depth to really support something like that. So there would be have to be a lot of new stuff created.
There's a lot of design depth, but you're right. There's not a lot of vehicle specific.
I mean, you know, as fun as it would be to, you know, take, you know, a Scorpion tank around Laguna Seca, you know, you just plow through the corners. You don't have to go around them. You know, it's just, it's not something that's practical. And don't get me wrong, you know, warthogs are great, but it's just, you know, it doesn't really fit that genre of game. And that be the only thing.
Yeah. No, I think you're on point with that. I can't really think of anything else either off the top of my head.
But, you know, a comic-like game, you know, like Mario Kart, yeah, you know, anything goes.
True. Very true.
You know, a game like that, people expect a Scorpion tank to be able to do 100
miles an hour. Or whatever the kind of conversion equivalent is.
Whatever their speed units are. Right.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for the replies to the thread and the topic. Appreciate all the support that we get for whenever we put these out. It's nice to see that even if we miss a couple of weeks, people are still willing to submit ideas for topics. I haven't been able to think of one for next week yet, so pay attention to social media and we'll let you know whatever the topic is that we decide on. And we'll go ahead and wrap up the show. You can find us on your favorite podcasting services. Just search for Pod Tackler, where podcasts are found. Places like iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and the like. You can also find us streaming our podcast live every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube. You can also check us out on other social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Discord. Just search for Podtacular and you'll find out where we live. Also, make sure you check out our Spartan Company. We are looking for folks to help us complete that Achilles commendation for the helmet. We still have quite a long ways to go, but we would appreciate any and all help that we can get. We're getting very close on our last commendation. Or, well, sorry, not our last commendation, our next commendation. That's a big difference. We are about 600, we're 612 to be precise, of the bodyguard commendation, which is protecting a teammate. And in addition to that, we have 14 of the commendations to complete for that helmet. So any help would be appreciated. For the remainder of our live streams, you can check out our Fragging Fridays hosted by Godzilla T. And tomorrow, I'm guessing it's Halo 5 still. All right.
Yeah. Unless the community says they want
to
play.
That's true. MCC. Oh, that kind of reminds me. Actually, we forgot to talk about MCC. Little update that Postums posted on the forums. So, oops. But it's basically just a little update to snipers on MCC. 4v4 team snipers. So there's your little update. All the sniper updates over in the forums, they basically just say that just the snipers playlist that's back in MCC. I also have the achievement stream on Sunday. Right now I'm playing with Laird and going through Halo Wars Definitive Edition on Legendary Co-op. And that's at 10 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. And I think that will close us out for tonight. Any final things, GT?
I look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night.
Very nice.
Fragging Friday.
And just another quick reminder that we will be releasing the next installment of Achieving Halo that will be Metropolis? Outskirts.
No.
Outskirts. Third mission. Okay.
Outskirts.
So that'll be tomorrow on Friday before I head out to North Carolina for a friend's graduation. So that'll be over on YouTube. So check it out over there. And we'll talk with you all in the future. Thanks, everyone. Till then, keep on fragging them trucks.